I think that one of the things which is going to make a huge difference in Australia over the next 5, 10 or even 50 years is going to be food production, which is a sustainable, long-run return on investment. The world is hungry. Northern Australia is a great place to grow food. The one thing that we know in the case of Flora Valley is there are very good high-quality soils. They were mapped a number of years ago, and they have all the potential for being very high productive, you know, at least as good as the Ord. The challenge, of course, in the north of Australia is getting high-quality soil and water in the same place at the same time. And the feasibility study that we're looking at and supporting Flora in is to look at ways of how you could deliver irrigation water into those very high-value soils. Creates employment, creates wealth, creates exports, and perhaps the most important, creates jobs.
You say looking at opportunities to get water to Flora Valley, and the focus is on Lake Argyle. Can you tell us about that?
Well, inevitably it is. Lake Argyle is a very large lake, and having driven past the other day, there seems to be a lot of spare water there. It was all flying over the spillway. It would be very smart if we can take advantage of the existing infrastructure and figure out ways of getting that water into even more economic and productive use in Flora Valley. In this case, it's the obvious next place down, just looking the other way.
Flora Valley would have to be 300 plus kilometres away, yes?
Yeah, but Flora Valley is pretty far up. It's not nearly 300 kilometres, but, you know, it's a lot cheaper than building another dam, and it's taking advantage of a dam which has already been built and paid for and getting more value out of that. So it's potentially it's a win for a whole bunch of people. The dam investors from right at the very beginning, WA state government, it's a win for the community in terms of jobs and wealth, and it's a win for Flora Valley.
So what would a pre-feasibility study, what would that involve?
At the very simplest level, it's saying, all right, that's a great idea. And lots of people have lots of great ideas every day, but we think that this one has got real potential. So it is to actually answer the economic questions. How much would a pipeline cost? How would it work? You know, which way does the water flow? How does gravity work? How many pumps do you need? What's the level of investment that you would require to deliver the irrigation across large areas of high-value soils? It's the initial business case.
And I see a really rough initial quote could be something like $350 million. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, it could. But $350 million, although it sounds a gigantic sum, and it's always scary to talk about those things, is an investment which produces year in, year out. So it's not like mining, you know, where you put large sums of money in and you run a resource industry for a relatively short period of time. If you're in the food production business, you actually have a long, long-run future. And it takes advantage of Northern Australia's both fertility, weather and water. Most of the water in Australia, against all odds, is up in the north.
And I think it's something like just 3% of Lake Argyle is currently used for agriculture.
Exactly right. And wouldn't it be better if it was 33% or even 99%? It's about, you know, taking advantage of the wisdom of the previous investors, in this case the state, in getting it up and going.
Flora Valley Station is owned by the Heytesbury Company. Has it got any involvement in this?
Oh, of course it is. I mean, this is simply the Shire trying to support its local businesses. They pay rates. We are putting a little bit of effort in terms of some staff time to try and develop this for the investment to come and flow. And it'll flow to Heytesbury. It's not something the Shire is going to do, but it is something that the Shire can support its ratepayers on. We take their money. We need to deliver value.
So what's the next step in this proposal?
Well, it's looking for investors who will step in alongside the pastoral leaseholder and start to develop a business case going forward.
So is the feasibility study happening right now, or even that's...
No, that's that's work in progress, is getting that up and getting it funded. In the end, you know, quite reasonably, government or an investor is always going to ask, if I put my money into this, whether it's a taxpayer's dollar or my own dollar, am I going to get anything back at the end of the day? And the way to do that is actually to ask a question, and if it looks like it makes a bit of sense, then actually do the work to demonstrate whether it's going to work or not.